Blog Talk Radio.
We're back, yes indeed. Yes indeed, we're back again. For another episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes indeed, for this opportunity. It's a very precious opportunity, very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words, my brothers and sisters, as the Most High has granted me. Yes, the words for which the Most High has appointed me for the blessing of his people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly, as he told me. directly, as he told me. And for his cause, I have some very important things for him that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. And he told me that, however, in doing for him that which he has asked of me, the importance of what he's asked me to do, he said I would have his protection and his guidance. For that cause, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said if they could, to destroy. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High, even his word, is indeed eternal. It shall accomplish all that for which he has sent it. Even if a whole world, my brothers and sisters, be blind to what the Most High has decreed eternal from the beginning, the Most High will still yet be true to all that is his promise, all that is his covenant. Blessed are they who will understand that, for there's a difference between the word of man and the word of Yah. His word, I repeat, shall accomplish all that for which he has sent it. There's only one who is therefore supreme, my brothers and sisters. And he that is supreme, only one Most High, has declared from the very beginning what surely must be. Only he, my brothers and sisters, has its power. For what, my brothers and sisters, only that which is true to his purpose, his plan from the beginning, true to the foundation he established from the beginning, only that which he has decreed, my brothers and sisters, is absolute and eternal. How many of us understand, my brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter? Something the Most High told me very early on. Many of you have heard the concept that he is not the author of confusion. No disagreement in him. Well, I can put it to you as the Most High put it to me. He said, if any man can believe that the multitude of contradictions, differences of opinion, debates, doubts, presumptuous imaginations of man, if any man can believe this is the result as a work of his spirit, that man who has made such compromise, indiscriminate compromise, could not be a disciple, as there cannot be a disciple unto him. Meaning that they are his disciples, that they might see beyond all the variant misconceits of this world. They are his disciples. Only, I said, only they are his disciples. Now discern that they must discern absolution beyond all the variant provocations that exist among the nations. I mean, all the various altered sense of government as a result of a fall that have exalted themselves and under vast ignorance. In fact, the scripture says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My brothers and sisters, I would say my people are contentious without peace for lack of knowledge. For if all knew indeed what is the pure, perfect word of peace, the gospel, the word from above, not subdivided after the varying ideas of the nations, my brothers and sisters, man would only know one choice and one sense of reasoning. The divisions of this earth are not evidence, my brothers and sisters, of man having knowledge, but of man having fallen away from it. Blessed are they who will discern this. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will humble themselves to realize there's only one pattern, one way unto life, one pure, perfect, consummate ideal. The Most High one time asked me this way, the purity and completion offers only one choice. Shall a man ignore? Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. He asked me one time, shall a man ignore or disagree with the Most High? Shall a man even disagree with him whose very name is life? Oh, that's a very important point to understand. Name of Yah. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is life. Shall man ignore or disagree with Yah? Disagree with him whose very name is life? On even one point and yet live? I knew with the ominous tone of how the Most High asked me that question what the answer was. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, Yah is one, and there's no disagreement in him. And all who love him seek him, even unto obedience to him, with all their minds, heart, soul, and might, that in no way do they defy him or disagree with him or cause me and my brothers and sisters to be foolish, deceived against the way that the Most High from the beginning declared must by his people always be remember. I ask a question, my brothers and sisters. Those of us who understand well realize that Revelation 22 really says that no one is welcome unto the kingdom of Yah but those who will not add nor take away from the intent and meaning of even the least of what is divine command. If any man would add or take away from that word, that understanding, these thoughts, or would not seek the fullness of what is divine conscience, so as to appease himself, that he not keep, preserve, maintain the word, the promise, the conscience of the Most High, that is his commandments. Man, our brothers and sisters, seek to add or take away, does not seek to keep, preserve, maintain, seek even the remembrance of what is divine conscience, that it might be preserved. He shall not have an inheritance under the tree of life. Scripture says as well, Revelation 22. You need to read around by 22:10-12, after the 21st verse. Blessed are they who do his commandments. That means seek to perform completely all that is divine command. That they may have a right to the tree of life. He said he would reward each man as his work should be. What does it mean, my brothers and sisters? Man should be rewarded as to whether what he does, he thinks, is true unto divine purpose, fully unto divine purpose or not. For man seeks to add or take away from the holy word. Let us understand a very critical point. Should a man in so doing seek to redefine? I say, should a man seek to redefine what is life? Should a man seek to redefine what is divine rule? Should a man seek to redefine what is faith, what is grace, what is peace, what is a covenant before Yah? Seeking to alter anything apart from what the Most High decreed from the beginning is eternal? Let me repeat that. Shall a man seek in any way to redefine what is life, what is eternal life, what is a way beyond contradiction, what is a way that is whole and complete and all things true unto Yah? For a man who does not seek all that is the divine will seeks to take something away. Man seeks to draw conclusions hastily. My brothers and sisters, so often is left to misconstrue so much after his own imaginings. Should a man, my brothers and sisters, seek to disagree with the Most High on even one point and yet have life, yet have perfect agreement with him, yet still shall a man disagree with the Most High, seeking to even define what is faith? Think about it. Scripture tells about the law of faith, particularly in the book of Romans. But those who understand what the law of faith is, realize it is a word. It is the gospel. It is a word from on high. Beyond all the variant misconceits, contradictions, debates, and doubts of men, the law of faith, my brothers and sisters, let me tell you, if any man does not realize he needs to trust Yah to reveal to him what it was already said in advance, the rulers of this world would not. If a man does not trust Yah to reveal that exceeding word and understanding, my brothers and sisters, man has already consigned himself to a mass of contradictions, to confusion, to a multitude of divisions, even unto his own damnation. Because he has allowed, my brothers and sisters, another to be called Lord to him, master to him, before and against the one Most High, who is all and everything that he is. Faith, the law of faith, discipline that comes from above. Faith is not according to what the ordinary eyes and ears see, hear, and comprehend. Faith, my brothers and sisters, is not according to what the ordinary eyes, ears, see, hear, comprehend, understand, discerns why it is reasonable to obey it. The law of faith, my brothers and sisters, is a law that comes by genuine trust and a revelation from the Most High himself. In the book of Romans, 10th chapter, it talks about many having the law but not seeking it by faith. Having the law but not seeking absolutely to discern what is the will of the one Most High. And for this reason, the people of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, are not saved but divided after all manner of differing misallegiance, misadministrations, deception. And the scripture tells us well, if any man seeks to deceive his brother, not to walk after or seek fully all the Most High declare in the law and the prophets, that man, that institution, that nation, that denomination, whatever you want to call it, is guilty, my brothers and sisters, even under hellfire. Like I said, the Most High asked me one time, what is the fate of a man who would disagree with the Most High and even one point? Shall he live? I want you to consider something, my brothers and sisters. When man seeks to add or take away from what is divine will and purpose, he seeks to establish another rule, as if there could be another foundation upon which there is existence. It's as if man wants to make for himself his own, if you will, living matrix. As if, my brothers and sisters, man wants to create for himself his own sense of salvation, a sanctuary. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High has declared he is the only Savior. Whether men shall live or whether men shall die, whether men shall have life or not, is determined, my brothers and sisters, by indeed what, if men will metaphysically understand the full comprehension of it, is indeed the word of life. Think about what the book of Jacob said. Receive with meekness of heart the engrafted word, the word Most High would write upon your mind and heart. See the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. They put down engrafted word. But what is the covenant? It didn't say it was a word that every man teaches every man to his brother. That is so easily discerned by just simply mere words. It is a word, my brothers and sisters. It is an understanding a comprehension of a greater word, a greater understanding that only Yah can give when He allows you to feel His heart, His purpose, His understanding, His zeal. For man has taken these words that are contained in the scriptures. Him and my brothers and sisters, men have taken the words that are in these scriptures and have interpreted them, misinterpreted them, all manner of different ways, causing men to exalt so much that is not wisdom. I said, my brothers and sisters, causing men to exalt so much that is not wisdom. After so many diverse allegiances and diverse contentions, my brothers and sisters, none of these are pleasing unto the Most High. All of them before the Most High is called provocation. In the book of Jacob, they call James, we are told that if we are amidst the multitude of provocations, nations setting their own parameters, as if they declare themselves are God for themselves. See, a man is scattered among the multitude of variant, different standards, marks of the unreasoning, beastly mind among the nations. Please understand the word for Gentile is also the word for unreasoning beast. Those who are not reason after the mind as ultimately Manu or God mind. So we're scattered among the multitude of provocations that are among the nations. We're scattered by these. You must understand that our patience and faith in the Most High are steadfast in pursuing Him. Must still yet be unto maturation, maturation unto a perfect work, the fullness of all that is divinely required. If any man be double-minded, not realizing the need for this, or be double-minded after other allegiances, as if a lesser standard would still be viable. Scripture said, let not that man think he receive, and think himself worthy to receive anything from the Most High, for he has forgotten or has refused to discern the very name of the One Most High. Messiah said in Yohanan, John 17:9, he said, I make no request for the worldly. Those who will not accept the need to discern divine absolution, he said he makes no request for. What does the Holy Spirit do? What did he say? He said, the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. Bringing all things to remembrance, declaring what is to be the expectation of us all in the future, concerning the future. In fact, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says, the Holy Spirit rebukes all sin. How about whatever it is that divides us? The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, the pure Spirit of the Most High, reveals what ordinary words cannot. Messiah said, what? Many things I long to tell you, but you can't grasp them, fully receive them, harness them for the fullness of their power. So He attunes the mind by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has come. What did He say? He said, if I do not go, in other words, if He did not give His very life, then men discern the need to exceed the unrighteousness of the rulers, both Jew and Gentile, who persecuted Him. All need to understand what indeed is the doctrine of Messiah crucified. There's a need, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, need to understand. If man, my brothers and sisters, does not discern the need to seek absolute will of Yah, if man does not discern the need to transcend the confusion or the result of the contaminations and intrusions of a devil, my brothers and sisters, man has still yet been worshipped in so many ways, a devil. For the Most High is none of these confusions of man, none of these misimaginings. The Scripture says the wages of sin is death. How many of us are ready to understand that even a single reprobate thought is sin? The wages of sin, my brothers and sisters. The wages that are wrought unto an undisciplined man. It is not life. The Most High intends to build his kingdom upon an absolute sense of stability. Hear my brothers and sisters, the Most High intends to build his kingdom upon an absolute sense of what is stability. Not the instability, my brothers and sisters, of a mind that is not stayed upon him. Blessed are they who will understand this. Blessed are they who will understand what it means. And the scriptures say such things as the word of Yah is living and sharper than a two-edged sword, able to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. In Hebrews 4th chapter. Leading off of such scriptures like those in Hebrews 3rd going to 4th. We're made partakers with the Most High in his true covenant only if we are from beginning to end steadfast in his true covenant. He says today if you hear his voice, the time the Most High is consecrated unto completion in his will, maturation in his will. It says, the day if you hear his voice. It says, harden not your heart. I have to ask a question, my brother and sister. Shall a man resist attaining the knowledge of Yah? Shall a man resist being made unto that with which the Most High shall be pleased? Shall man resist the gift of Yah? And my brothers and sisters, it be said of that man that he has not insulted him. Listen to what I'm saying to you. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, the gift of eternal life is first the gift of the word of life? Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? The gift of eternal life is first the gift of the word of life. The word of Yah, the command of Yah. What it is, my brothers and sisters, that can make a man to be counted a servant unto Yah rather than a servant of another. Word of life, my brothers and sisters. Word of life is a word that offers man an opportunity to agree in what the Most High is from the beginning. It is everlasting. The word of life, my brothers and sisters. How many understand the word of Yah is the word of life, is the word of peace with him? And in the latter days it is written that Messiah must come to restore the word of Yah, the word of the covenant unto mankind. Scripture says, in the last days, Most High looked upon men and saw none righteous, no, not one. None that is complete unto his will, no, not one. None of the petitions even for all that is his will, with a conscience concerning his will. The fullness of his will. None who intercedes for those who would seek the fullness of his purpose. Talk about Psalm 14 and Psalm 53. Isaiah 59 says, the Most High looked upon men in the latter days and seen no intercessor, no priest, no minister, no one to fully heal mankind. I see Isaiah 59 in agreement to Zechariah 10. Most High looked upon men and seen no shepherd, no one to guide man beyond all his error. I know what the Most High told me, that my faith might be in him. He told me if I better listen to him, lest someone make a fool of me. I would say the same thing, my brothers and sisters, to everyone. Most High woke me one morning, one Shabbat morning, calling me by name, gently by name, rousing me from sleep. Called out my name a few times. And after I had begun to awaken, I heard his voice also say this. There's a reason to awaken. Because there's no... He said, there are no more ministers in the earth. Did you hear, our brothers and sisters? No more ministers in the earth, but there are those who claim and pretend to be. Pretend or give the pretense among men that what they teach is a full restoration of a covenant, is a full restoration of the way of life, A brother and sisters of man does not have the anticipation, expectation, faith in Yah, according to what he said from the beginning, that in the last days he restored to mankind the true knowledge of his covenant, beyond all the contentions of man, that unto the one whom he has chosen, beyond all those whom men elect, that unto the one whom he has chosen, all men should be gathered. If men, my brothers and sisters, know not that expectation, know not that promise, my brothers and sisters, they're far away from the faith. Shall man say the Most High shall bring salvation after another pattern that he has not spoken? Simply because men have not known it? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Revelation speaks of the one called Shashan-Shah, if you will, King of Kings. Scripture said he had a name on him which no man knew but he himself, and called his name the Word of Yah, meaning that none discern the true thoughts of Yah to the same dimension as did he. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that men must be restored to the way of life. Men must discern beyond all the folly of all the various nations of the world, because the scripture says, out of his mouth comes a sharp two-edged sword with which he should smite the nations. The word of Yah is living, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to tell the point of division between soul and spirit, bone and marrow, able to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. We read those verses in Hebrews 3-4. It talks about against whom was the Most High displeased, but those who would not listen. Though they had the gospel, though the gospel, the word of the kingdom of Yah, was delivered to them, scripture says there was not faith mixed in, reverence for Yah mixed in. Men willing to receive and respect the gift the Most High gives of righteous understanding in them who heard it. And it says, of whom then, my brothers and sisters, was it whose bones lay in the wilderness? I will say to you, my brothers and sisters, that Psalms 95, from whence we get the scriptures in Hebrews 3 and 4, 3 Hebrews 3, referencing songs, referencing all the way out to the 4th, said, a day if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. It is traditionally known, Psalm 95, as a psalm for a Sabbath day, a day the Most High is consecrated unto the fullness of his will. That's what a Shabbat is, unto peace. Purity and completion offers one choice. He said to a people who are deceived, who trust in their own imaginings then, my brothers and sisters, who would not know his ways. Most High has sworn by his very name, as he lives. You can read it. It says, as I live means as I am. He swearing by his very name. They shall not enter into his rest. Man must discern, my brothers and sisters, the Most High from the very beginning declared the purpose of all things. And my brothers and sisters, nothing lives, nothing attains to the gift of life, but that which my brothers and sisters attains to the fruition of that purpose. Shall man say that the gift of the Most High, the grace and the favor of the Most High, is offered to those who resist being made unto that which he has purposed? Ah, my brothers and sisters, I would like you to give consideration of such scriptures as those which are written, for instance, at Isaiah 45 and 9, and that's just a part of it. It's woe then to anyone who strives against his maker. My brothers and sisters, oh, if we had time to sit back and talk about the magnitude of what this is really saying. An earthen vessel, a vessel made of the dust of the earth, among the rest of the vessels, the dust of the earth, or dust of the earth, period. Well, the clay and the word for clay is also the word for dust or mud. Say to the maker, someone who has the power to make it into something viable. So my brothers and sisters, men acting as broken pots, not preserving the word of Yah, contend with one another, saying to one who would make it or even reform it unto that which is viable, shall he ask, my brothers and sisters, the clay, the dirt, that is nothing but dirt till it is formed into something viable? Say to the potter, what are you doing? Or the thing being made, say to his maker, You have no understanding? Our brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, if we are wise, truly wise unto the meaning of all these words, I said if we're truly wise unto the meaning of all these words, knowing that only by the power of Yah does any man attain to righteous understanding, viable unto life, well then, my brothers and sisters, we'd understand the meaning of the scripture saying, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings unto the meek. We'd understand the meaning of the scripture that says, if you love me, keep, guard my commandments. Love the Most High, seek the Most High with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. I see another scripture that speaks about the idea about seeking the Most High. It talks about a new thing shall the Most High create in the earth. A woman shall encompass, seek, love her husband. It means, my brothers and sisters, the day will come that man will know to seek the Most High for all that is pleasing according to his will, and will discern that, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High has decreed as a loving husband is what is utmost. Well, let's say what must be ultimately set as a priority in the mind and heart. If a people, my brothers and sisters, might have life. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, man has forgotten his purpose. So many ways, my brothers and sisters, man has forgotten that he was created to be a vessel, a preserver of the way of truth and life. Man has forgotten, my brothers and sisters, so much that without which he cannot live. And still wanted to say that under the Most High he's had a covenant. An agreement. A common mutual sense of understanding. That's what a covenant is. Has man had a mutual sense of understanding with the Most High, my brothers and sisters, after all the differences that exist in the earth? Most High asked, shall a man disagree with the Most High and even on an institution or anything of man, created of man, disagree with the Most High on even one point and live? My brothers and sisters, Most High has forsworn that he will bring peace, and it means he has to remove the obstacle. He has to remove the pretense. How many of my brothers and sisters are willing to understand that from the very beginning the Most High declared that there will not be peace on this earth? This earth made fruit unto all that is divine purpose. Till every obstacle or misconceit conceived at the hearts of men, unwilling to consider all that he would declare, to all such obstacles and false standards are removed. Blessed are they who will understand this, my brothers and sisters. Because whether or not man is willing to understand this, will decide whether he's subject to the Most High, ultimately unto his blessing, or a continual curse. Many have been compelled to believe, my brothers and sisters, in a polytheist false concept of a Messiah or Savior. The pagans had a concept of an anointed one too. How many understand that? Hundreds of years before the birth of Messiah, they had a word for an anointed, or a soter, or they called it a soter, or a savior. It was one they saw as favored, the polytheists saw as favored by all the various contentious gods of the heathen. They called such a one, my brothers and sisters, a Christ. They absolutely despised the concept of a savior, as it was understood in the monotheist East. They sought to entirely supplant their heathen word for an anointed one. They sought to entirely supplant the word that was used in the East, the word that was used in the West, already knowing what people were inclined to believe concerning the nature of a Messiah, or let's just say a Christ in the West. One who they said would applaud all the various ideas of all the various kings of the world. They did not like, my brothers and sisters, nor did they desire the concept of a Messiah, a Savior that was understood in the East. They took away from you the word of the one called the Righteous One, likened to the rising sun, that cast out all the darkness, cast out all confusion, revealed the light the world would obscure, and showed that so much that men called light and peace was still darkness. They took away from you, my brothers and sisters, the concept of the one called the likened to the rising sun, the one called the Kurdi. They took away from you times like understand the Messiah, the one called King, singular, of the East. In Revelation 16:12-21, they put S on there for a reason. So you might not understand, my brothers and sisters, who it is and who it is that bore that title. They took away from you the idea about what the true title the Messiah was called by, and his faith was called by in the East. They took away from you the concept of the faith in Messiah, the expectation of Messiah, the anxious hope and expectation of peace. That faith, my brothers and sisters, is not called Christianity. They put that in your King James Version. The Messiah was never called a Christ, nor was his faith called Christian. My brothers and sisters, or let's just say, none of the early believers desired to be called Christian, knowing what it meant to the heathen. The early believers, my brothers and sisters, if you look it up in the Aramaic, on my website, hiddengospel.com, I'll show you where you can find these things. My website, hiddengospel.com, an article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, you will find that the early believers called themselves Kurdishanya. Kur, sun, peace, rise. Shah, king. The expectation of the one called King of the East. The one before whom, my brothers and sisters, there must be a level of preparation, man discerning the need to see beyond all the hasty conclusions, the false rule of all the kings of this earth. If we read Revelation 16:12-21, it talks about how Messiah. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it talks about how Messiah will gather. Well, let's just say Most High will cause all the kings of the earth to be gathered to one place. Scripture speaks about a city called the City of Confusion in Isaiah 19. It's called the City of Chaos. In Isaiah 24, a place where all the variant misideals of a whole world are gathered. In your King James Version, they call it Armageddon, the hills of Megiddo. But how many understand that the hills of Megiddo, according to Judges 4, is called a place called Harosheth of the Gentiles? Harosheth also means destruction, the destruction of the Gentiles, the end of the Gentile reign, the end of the age of confusion. All this, my brothers and sisters, you'll find on my website an article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, another article called The Secret City Prophecies. You need to ask yourself, my brothers and sisters, upon reading diligently those words, why is it that your rulers would not speak of these things? Remember, they was prophesied in advance that they would not. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, the power of the words of the Most High, that discern and determine, my brothers and sisters, yes, blessing or curses, life or death, as to whether or not men are true to that word, or seek to be true to that word or not. Oh, how many of us, my brothers and sisters, there's so much more I could tell you about this, but I'm going to go ahead and just say these few things concerning it. There's still so much more. Remember that Revelation, 7th chapter, 6th to 7th chapter, talks about one who has the seal of the living Yah. The seal is a name. He has the word. Book of Enoch calls him the heir of righteousness, the one whom the Most High said he would send among men, born to discern by the grace and the gift of Yah what indeed is discretion of divine righteousness. Call for the good, for the blessing of his people. Even to declare, my brothers and sisters, what is the way of salvation, even unto the ends of the earth. Isaiah 49 says, he will come saying, Listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me in silence, O you nations. Let my people renew their strength. For the Most High is calling from the womb and from the body of my mother. Yes, there's one born among the people. Please check out Isaiah 41 and 49 and understand how it works together. Has he made mention of my name? Made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand has he hidden me and sealed me. My brothers and sisters, to bring his people back to him. The scripture says, at the hand of the Most High and after the immediacy of his word, the scripture says, the Most High will raise him up. The king, the false precepts, the kings and the various priests, misruling entities of this world. He for whom you should be waiting, seeking that you have discretion, it said in Malachi, will come to restore righteousness of old in former years. But how shall he do it? I'm talking about Malachi 3rd and 4th. How shall he do it according to Isaiah 40 to 41? It's by, the scripture says, he will make the kings as dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow. In Malachi, he is called the son of righteousness that arises. Still that same one, my brothers and sisters, who comes for the sake of those who will revere and respect the holy name, discerning, seeking to discern without solution the way of life. He said, to those who revere his name, the son of righteousness will arise with healing upon his lips. He's a minister, a healer, one who heals the conscience of man unto the will of one, who heals and restores the people. Scripture says, according says of him, that in the day he discerns and shows the people the discernment of the difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. He said, in his day, my brothers and sisters, the wicked, the lawless, those who not seek the fullness of his law, those who will not revere the sanctity of his name. In other words, my brothers and sisters, the Most High does not sign his name to any word that is not his own, or an agreement that is not his own. And we all must mutually agree in that same word, or else we have no covenant at all. Or dare men say that all the various differences that men call their varying denominations and nations and all their differences of opinion is a covenant of peace? Dare men say that is the gospel, the word from on high? Whoever can believe this, my brothers and sisters, cannot be a disciple unto Yah. Like I said, they have had this false concept of a Messiah they call Christ, compromised up to all their hypocrisies of the world. Revelation 13th chapter talks about a system having horns like a lamb, speaking as a dragon, that appears after the murder of so many of them who believed. Matthew 24:14 through around 24:26 all speaks about the same thing. Talks about those who were slain for the sake of the gospel. You need to read Revelation 6 as well and understand it. It talks about how the gospel, the word from on high, the gospel of the kingdom of Yah, beyond all the kingdoms of this earth, to go forth unto all nations. And then with the end of Jerusalem come, that happened in 70 AD. Rome murdered those who believed, those who were consecrated after the mind of Yah, beyond all the diverse ideals of the nations. All our brothers and sisters, they said that ultimately we understand that once Israel was scattered among the nations, having no solid foundation, a place of their own to nurture their heritage, scattered among the nations. It says, blindness and poverty will befall Israel till the time of the Gentiles comes to an end in Romans 11:25-27. It said, after that time when Jerusalem was destroyed, and there were many years of absolute murder of those who knew the truth, the days shortened by a rise of false prophets, those who swear by the name of the Most High, but my brothers and sisters, by no means in truth nor in righteousness. The nation swear by the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, but preserving, it said in Revelation 13, all the so-called authority and ideals of that same system that sought to murder all the saints. Therefore, keeping the people, my brothers and sisters, in bondage with a lie system claiming to be true to the Most High, even his son. Scripture says, has horns like a lamb. Seems to be the word of the lamb, the Messiah, but still speaks the doctrines and the words of the dragon. And whoever will not submit to the lie, false propaganda, that it declares, will be killed. My brothers and sisters, Rome murdered millions who knew the truth, established a false church. After the ideals of the world, and after the ideals of the world, my brothers and sisters, no man delivered. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, a whole world subject to false prophets, false testimony. Scripture said that nothing would purify the testimony, that men should all discern it, till Messiah himself appears. So shall we understand then, my brothers and sisters, what the scripture means when, this is what we talked before, Bible before, shall the dust say to him who made it, would make of it something viable, say he has no understanding. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters, with the time that remains. Don't have a lot. But it needs to be understood. The gift, a word of life, is not a word granted to the rebellious heart. The word of life, my brothers and sisters, is given to those who realize that there must be unto Yah, unto his name, absolute discretion and obedience unto and understanding unto him. That we cohesively, cooperatively function after one mutual understanding, cooperative unto the same goal, the same ideal, as the same people, as one people, beyond all the diversities of man. Therefore, woe unto whoever is prideful or confused, that he would strive against the one who would make him into something viable, the dust of the earth. What does the scripture say? Most High made man of the dust of the earth and breathed in him the breath of life. The breath of his conscience, my brothers and sisters. And man became a living soul. But man turned away from the Most High. What did the Most High say to him? If he turned away from the will of Yah, he would surely die. What did the Most High say, my brothers and sisters, concerning the man that turned away from man turning away from the truth of him or not attaining to his ways? He says, from the dust you were made, and to the dust you shall return. He said he'd make the kings dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow. In other words, whether or not man is true to that word will decide, my brothers and sisters, whether he will be he will gain the gift of life, be raised from the dust, if you will, or raised from his ignorance, or whether, my brothers and sisters, he will decay like the dust from whence he came. Hard word, I know, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says the king should be as dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow. He says he would trod down the kings, my brothers and sisters, as a potter treads clay. The potter makes of the dust, my brothers and sisters, of the clay, whatever he will. What did the Messiah say concerning, my brothers and sisters, what did he say concerning the salt? If it loses savor, man, he says, is supposed to be the salt of the earth, that which purges and preserves what is good. What did he say about the salt if it loses savor or loses its properties? It says, there's no other good but be trodden down like the dust, trodden down by men. My brothers and sisters, become worthless. Man was created to perform a purpose under the Most High and to the preservation of his will. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, what it means when it says, woe to him who strives with his maker. Because the Most High says that only those who are true to him would he make unto that which is viable. And even if a whole world, my brothers and sisters, forgets that Yah is the maker and the creator of all things, and man should ask of him concerning what is his will concerning his people. Even if a whole world forget, the Most High has already forsworn that he will raise up a man that he has chosen unto his righteousness, who will build again a city in righteousness worthy unto him. And if the whole world has forgotten this word, in Isaiah 41:21 through 42:4 said the world would. Even if a whole world forgets, my brothers and sisters, man will have to wake up one day to understand that there's only one Savior. Only one, my brothers and sisters, can bring man back to that understanding.
90 seconds.
Tell me, we only got a few seconds left, my brothers and sisters. We need to understand the meaning of the scripture in Malachi, which says, the wicked should be ashes under the soles of the feet of the righteous in the day the Most High brings forth again what? The remembrance of his law. Law which he gave unto life. It's Yah, my brothers and sisters, who shall decide who of the dust shall rise again. Man was created to replicate the thoughts of his creator. Blessed they will hear from him to discern who has power, that man attained a purpose as true the way of peace. Can we speak again, my brothers and sisters? This has been Eddie Miah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, his honor, and his praise always, thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I can only tell you what the Most High told me. He told me, I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Man has to remember, I said man has to remember, that the very name of the Most High, his name is life. And nothing survives, my brothers and sisters, will not walk after his ways. To speak again, under his might, his honor and praise always, hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, my brothers and sisters, for listening. Having a little bit of time still left, I'm just going to say this. Remember the meaning of the scripture then, my brothers and sisters. Remember the meaning of the scripture. It said the Most High will come to redeem a people who smoke them, who redeem a people, a revive a people under his will, who are sworn by his name but not in truth nor in righteousness, scattered among the nations. He said he knew in advance that they should have but lie, and he must refine them because he's not going to give his name or life unto another. Who is there among us who would discern this, my brothers and sisters? He said Messiah will come with the word that is from the beginning, saying from the beginning, from the creation, there he is, to overthrow with the word that is from the beginning before all these nations, the Babylon, the confusion that has left the peoples, my brothers and sisters, far from light. Saying again, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. And now the Most High has sent me with his spirit, with his testimony, to show you the way that you should go. Oh, that you had kept his commandments, kept, preserved, maintained, and defended. His commandments. Let nothing take it away from you. Then your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. For there is no peace to the lawless, who seek less than what is lawful. So he commands that men must listen to him. Even the same one that's written in Isaiah 41, the Most High speaks of, because he says that all those who walk after those that men have elected, not true to what the Most High declared from the beginning eternal, he declared them all abominations. Not true to what is nature, not true to divine nature. But there's so much, my brothers and sisters, that men have done entirely inconsiderate of divine purpose. The Most High calls it abomination, unnatural, not true to his purpose. And he did not say, my brothers and sisters, that any such miscreant ideals, men seeking to create their own pattern and calling it life. As if men could be the architects, the creators. My brothers and sisters, the Most High made all things, and no one is going to take it from him. No one is going to deny him the purpose that he established all things unto. Who shall ascend to the hills of the Most High? Or who shall be able to stand in his holy place? But he that has clean hands works true unto Yah himself alone. A pure heart, a pure understanding and conviction, who has not sought to exalt himself after his own imaginations, after his own opinions. Not lived his soul under vanity, nor sworn after what is deceitful, blinding him from even discerning the need to perceive so much more. Most High told me the greatest truth is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What men think they know, I have called wise, called even a wise construct, if you will, not giving consideration to all that he has spoken. not giving consideration what he's declared from the beginning, not what he's declared, not giving consideration what he's declared eternal, not giving consideration what must be the common sense of eventuation for us all. He said that that, my brothers and sisters, is not wisdom at all. So he said, awake, O sword, Zechariah 13. He says it's time that one must awaken to discern, my brothers and sisters, the thoughts and intents of every heart, whether men will serve Yah or not. Awake, O sword, he said, against those who are called his shepherds, pastors, priests, rabbis, kings, the men that men, my brothers and sisters, call his friends, though they do not abide by the truth of the gospel to teach everything that he commanded must be taught unto the conversions of the nations, though they do not teach men to do everything that he commanded. Please read John 15:14, Matthew 28, 28, my brothers and sisters, 18-20. The first rule of the gospel, the first rule of peace, is to teach all the word, the very word for peace and the word for completion are the same in Hebrew. He said, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, the man who called, or men who called his friends. Awake against the deceitful and the treacherous. Smite these wicked shepherds, lawless shepherds who lead my people astray. And he said he'd turn his hand that they translated the word right against these unscrupulous, against these treacherous, devious, devious ones. Who's ready to understand, my brothers and sisters, that they must discern what indeed is the word of life? Scripture said the Messiah will come and say, no man discerns that word, that name, but he himself. He is the one promised, my brothers and sisters, to restore everlasting righteousness. He said, out of his mouth come a sharp sword, so which he should smite the nations. Not just nations, as people understand, my brothers and sisters, but all the variant fallen standards of man, political, social, national, and pseudo-religious. Smite them all, my brothers and sisters, with the sword of his mouth for their imperfection. And he will bring, my brothers and sisters, righteous rule to the earth. But he will smite them, my brothers and sisters, with the rod of his mouth. A rod like iron, my brothers and sisters, does not flinch. Will not compromisingly make accommodation for what men have been beguiled to believe. For my brothers and sisters, it is only by faith, knowing that man must humble himself before the fullness of all that is the Holy Word. The word of the one Most High. Word consecrated after his mind and his alone. Only after that word, my brothers and sisters, does any man have life. He said he will slay the false prophet. He will slay, my brothers and sisters, all false testimony and all who speak it and all who love lies. There must come a time, my brothers and sisters, when the adversary will deceive mankind, the nations no more. That all know what it is, according to scriptures, to perform what has not been, not like it should. If men have not discerned that in seeking the Most High for the parameters of the rulers, they have not sought him. He said, but nevertheless, the time will come when all nations shall seek him, and his rest, his peace, shall be glorious. Behold, my servant, he says, my elect one whom my soul delights, one who delights in the thoughts of Yah. Most High has chosen him. And he shall not fail. Yah has decreed he shall not fail, nor shall he be discouraged. Shall not turn back. He said, justice restored, confirmed. Solidarity was justice before Yah on the earth, and the hour shall wait for his law. Same one that is mentioned in Isaiah 50:1-5, who would expose all the rulers. The scripture says he will come forth saying, morning by morning, unto greater wisdom, his greater wisdom, Most High has called him, caused his ears to hear the teaching. Hear his teaching. And he has not turned back the rebellious way. That he should know how to declare a word that will revive those who become spiritually wearied after the diversities of the nations. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters. Blessed are they, for the son of whom these scriptures speak, that they might discern who Yeshua truly is. Because my brothers and sisters, he's not a polytheist Christ. He is the righteous one, the Most High foreordained. He is the Shashan Shah, Shiloh, the Kuri. HiddenGospel.com, my brothers and sisters, early church origin, mutual expectation. Article called The Secret City of Prophecies. Another article there called Tribulation 7365 AD. The Gospel of Shiloh. All these things the scripture said in so many ways the leaders would not speak of must be restored in the last days, and all things they hid that men might not discern or hear them in the darkness. He said he would bring it truly all to light. For these are those times. These are the times when he said, for some who seek him, seeking to do good works, knowledge shall be increased. For who shall believe and trust in his report? Isaiah 52:15-53:1. Because men, my brothers and sisters, well, must come to a point they understand what scriptures mean, that kings shall shut their mouths in silence because of him, because of that which they had not been compelled to consider. They should be made to consider at the hand of one, my brothers and sisters, whose vision is not likened to the sons of men. That men might hear the voice of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, and know it. And know above all the nations, my brothers and sisters, what indeed is the reign, the rule, the gospel, the kingdom. The king, my brothers and sisters, that rules. The kingdom of Yah. Again, to we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, under his praise, always. Hallelujah!